高2025届2024至2025学年度下期六月热身测试英语试卷。
该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Is the student election on the 10th of October?
Actually, it was originally scheduled for the 11th, but now it's on the 12th because there's a school basketball match on the 11th.
You look tired.
Well,I carried on reading that book till 2 o'clock in the morning. It was such a page-turner. I just had to find out how it ended. How about taking in a film?
Can you give me a rain check? I promised my aunt I'd visit her in the hospital later.
Sorry, ma'am, but I'm afraid I've got to write this up.
Oh, dear. I've never gotten a ticket for speeding before. My husband will be mad at me.
I didn't expect such a large audience at the stadium given the terrible weather.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.The last-minute scoring was incredible.
Definitely. I can't believe that player jumped that high.
The first part is the first part. 听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。 听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
This cabbage that we grew in the garden is really fresh, and we should start growing other vegetables.
How about cherry tomatoes and carrots?
Carrots sound great. Last year's cherry tomatoes were a challenging experience, but I'm willing to try again.
And let's have the kids help with the gardening. That'll be a great way to teach them where food comes from.
I'm all for it. Let's make sure we get some kid-sized tools.This cabbage that we grew in the garden is really fresh, and we should start growing other vegetables.
How about cherry tomatoes and carrots?
Carrots sound great. Last year's cherry tomatoes were a challenging experience, but I'm willing to try again.
And let's have the kids help with the gardening. That'll be a great way to teach them where food comes from.
I'm all for it. Let's make sure we get some kid-sized tools.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I finally got all our stuff packed.But I can't find the power adapter for our hairdryer and other things. I cleaned out every box in the basement and couldn't find it.
I'm sure I put it in a drawer in the kitchen. If it's not there, maybe it's in a cupboard. Or perhaps it just got thrown out with garbage by mistake.
I checked there. Maybe we can buy one at an airport store when we leave.
Okay, just be sure to get a model that works in every country. First, though,Can you help me fill out these forms?
I finally got all our stuff packed, but I can't find the power adapter for our hairdryer and other things. I cleaned out every box in the basement and couldn't find it.
I'm sure I put it in a drawer in the kitchen. If it's not there, maybe it's in a cupboard. Or perhaps it just got thrown out with garbage by mistake.
I checked there. Maybe we can buy one at an airport store when we leave.
Okay, just be sure to get a model that works in every country. First, though, can you help me fill out these forms?
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hey, Greg.I see you just finished soccer practice. My volleyball practice also ended just now.
Hi, Megan. Do you think your team will have a winning record this year?
Well, last year we only lost 3 games. So, if you ask me, I'd say we have a good chance of winning the state championship.
That's awesome. But, I don't know if I am going to be part of the soccer team.
Huh? Tryouts are over, and you made the team.Coach Murphy isn't going to cut you now, is he?
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm having trouble keeping up with my schoolwork. Since the team practices every day, I'm losing a lot of valuable study time.
You shouldn't quit, though. Why don't we get together after practice every day and study? I could invite my friends Jenny and Karen to join our study group. They get good grades.
That just might work.How about having our first meeting tomorrow?
Sounds perfect. Hey, Greg, I see you just finished soccer practice. My volleyball practice also ended just now.
Hi, Megan. Do you think your team will have a winning record this year?
Well, last year we only lost 3 games. So, if you ask me, I'd say we have a good chance of winning the state championship.
That's awesome. But, I don't know if I am going to be part of the soccer team.
Huh? Tryouts are over, and you made the team. Coach Murphy isn't going to cut you now, is he?
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm having trouble keeping up with my schoolwork. Since the team practices every day, I'm losing a lot of valuable study time.
You shouldn't quit, though. Why don't we get together after practice every day and study? I could invite my friends Jenny and Karen to join our study group. They get good grades.
That just might work. How about having our first meeting tomorrow?
Sounds perfect.
Today, I will interview B. Johnson, the author of the best-selling book Zero Waste Home. B., how did your zero waste idea begin?
Well, my family was living in a large home, and then we moved into a much smaller house 5 years ago. The smaller house got us thinking, and we became more aware of environmental issues.
Are your kids happy with this zero waste idea? I understand that your sons have many toys.
Well, I have a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old. Together, we simplified their toy selection to their favorites. It is parents that drive the toy trend, because they didn't get these things when they were growing up. The boys used to want 4 things, but this Christmas they only wanted 1 toy. They even sold some older toys. One of my sons used the money to buy an online subscription.
What about television? Does that fit into your new lifestyle?
We have a television for movies only. 2.5 years ago, we decided it would be a good experience to do without it, because we always had trouble turning it off. Before we knew it, the TV was on for 2 to 3 hours. It was an easy babysitter, but we didn't feel good about it. Now we watch a movie together on Friday nights.
Today, I will interview B. Johnson, the author of the best-selling book Zero Waste Home. B., how did your zero waste idea begin?
Well, my family was living in a large home, and then we moved into a much smaller house 5 years ago. The smaller house got us thinking, and we became more aware of environmental issues.
Are your kids happy with this zero waste idea? I understand that your sons have many toys.
Well, I have a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old. Together, we simplified their toy selection to their favorites. It is parents that drive the toy trend, because they didn't get these things when they were growing up. The boys used to want 4 things, but this Christmas they only wanted 1 toy. They even sold some older toys. One of my sons used the money to buy an online subscription.
What about television? Does that fit into your new lifestyle?
We have a television for movies only. 2.5 years ago, we decided it would be a good experience to do without it, because we always had trouble turning it off. Before we knew it, the TV was on for 2 to 3 hours. It was an easy babysitter, but we didn't feel good about it. Now we watch a movie together on Friday nights.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, everyone. I want to share with you my childhood journey that has shaped my passion for drawing from life. Once I was on a long train trip and couldn't think of anything to do. Fortunately, I had a pen and some paper with me. A man opposite me was asleep and his arms were folded. So I decided to draw him. He was easy to draw because he wasn't moving. I found the experience fascinating. Many people think that life drawing only means drawing live models inside an art room, but that isn't how it works for me. I explore different settings for my drawings, such as quiet waiting rooms or big events like festivals. I draw people as I see them, reflecting the atmosphere they create and my true feelings at the moment. And I never draw from photographs or draw landscapes. But I include the objects and features of the place next to the person to give some context. After I shared some of my drawings on the internet, advertisers contacted me. I drew the people how they wanted them to look. My work has been on display in exhibitions, and I have gained some fame. Hello, everyone. I want to share with you my childhood journey that has shaped my passion for drawing from life. Once I was on a long train trip and couldn't think of anything to do. Fortunately, I had a pen and some paper with me. A man opposite me was asleep and his arms were folded. So I decided to draw him. He was easy to draw because he wasn't moving. I found the experience fascinating. Many people think that life drawing only means drawing live models inside an art room, but that isn't how it works for me. I explore different settings for my drawings, such as quiet waiting rooms or big events like festivals. I draw people as I see them, reflecting the atmosphere they create and my true feelings at the moment. And I never draw from photographs or draw landscapes. But I include the objects and features of the place next to the person to give some context. After I shared some of my drawings on the internet, advertisers contacted me. I drew the people how they wanted them to look. My work has been on display in exhibitions, and I have gained some fame.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。
高2025届2024至2025学年度下期6月热身测试英语试卷。